This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New information concerning dozens of tornadoes that touched down in Ohio last night. At least one person died in a tornado that touched down in Salina, about 60 miles north of Dayton. Seven other injuries after that twister struck there. And a big tornado struck Dayton, not killing anyone that they know of so far, but doing lots of damage, according to Dayton's Mayor Nan Whaley.
We're really proud of our first responders and their leadership, and they have plans in place for these really tough situations.
The Supreme Court striking down part of an Indiana abortion law signed by then-Governor Mike Pence, as it's affirmed that the lower court ruling that invalidated part of the law prohibiting abortion because of gender, race, or disability of the fetus, like Down syndrome, must stand. It's one of several abortion laws that pro-lifers hope will go before the high court soon. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Evangelist Franklin Graham is asking for Sunday, June 2nd, to be a special day of prayer for President Trump. Graham writing on Facebook on Sunday night that no president has been attacked like Trump and that God is the only hope for him and the nation. Graham writing that the nation is on the edge of a precipice and that God is needed to protect, strengthen, encourage, and guide President Trump. A tragic death over the holiday weekend in the waters of Hawaii. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
A terrible situation in Maui where a man attacked by a shark dies over the Memorial Day holiday weekend. The man ID'd as Dr. Thomas Smiley, 65 years old, an optometrist from California, on vacation with his wife and swimming when the shark bites his leg off. Rescue workers not able to save him.
And an attorney from Colorado, the latest person to die while climbing down from the summit of Mount Everest. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A private group says it's building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. The group called We Build the Wall was founded by a triple amputee Air Force veteran, and the group's raised about $20 million on a crowdfunding website. After asking for donations, when a federal judge blocked President Trump from using Defense Department funds for his proposed wall. A half-mile stretch of it is said to be nearly finished on private land in New Mexico. It came with about a $7 million price tag. The TSA is allowing a children's epilepsy drug that contains cannabis to go on air flights. The anti-seizure medication is called Epidiolex, and it's approved by the Food and Drug Administration. New TSA guidelines say products and medications that contain CBD derived from hemp can be brought onto air flights. The agency pointing out that possession of marijuana and certain other cannabis-infused products is still illegal under federal law. And the Boston Bruins are 3 wins away from the Stanley Cup after taking Game 1 of the NHL Finals from the St. Louis Blues. Boston fell behind 2-0 before storming back last night to defeat the visiting Blues 4-2. And game two of the best of seven series is tomorrow night in Boston. The Bruins last won the Stanley Cup in 2011. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Ready or not, America, the natives are getting restless, as they might say. Mark Meckler, Tea Party co-founder, president of Citizens for Self-Governance and grassroots leader, joins us now. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
I'm excellent. How are you, Bill?
Hey, doing terrific. Thank you so much for coming on. I say the natives. I mean, and this seems almost like a little bit of deja vu with Arab Spring. Iranian natives going nuts, Venezuela natives going nuts. The Chinese natives would like to go nuts, but they're so oppressed, they don't even know what they can do about their government. There's no way that they can even fight back. But I'm sensing, you know, a bubbling up trend that is happening, but particularly here in America, where citizens are sticking their head out the window and saying, I've had it with all the high taxes and this government by the elite.
Well, certainly the polling shows that. I mean, I feel it as I travel around the country. I've been in 45 states in the last 2 years. There's a new poll out from Rasmussen that says 27% believe the federal government serves the interests of the people. And think about that. So, I mean, about three-quarters of Americans believe that the federal government doesn't serve their interests. I think they believe that because it's generally true that people are pretty smart about these things.
Exactly. Well, look, that's why 2016 happened. A memo to the Democrats and all the, you know, mainstream media. You know, the majority, which has traditionally been regarded as the silent majority, decided to speak up, not because the Russians came in and said it's okay to speak up and invest $150,000 in social media. It was the people themselves that said, no, we're going to determine who is in the White House. And they made it loud and clear. And since day one, the ruling elites, these same people that you talk about, that every day forgotten Americans have had it with, you know, continue to hold on to this con that it was the Russians that did it, because after all, you know, the last thing they want is to, you know, lose their cushy positions.
Well, look, in that position, it demonstrates a fundamental lack of respect for the American people. Mm-hmm. And I know people get frustrated with what voters do or don't do there, but I think there are generally good reasons. The American people, by and large, are smart. They mostly understand what's going on, contrary to what the mainstream media would tell us. And again, if you look at the polling all across the board, it tells us that we've got 85% of Americans are in favor of the idea of a balanced budget amendment right now. They know the federal government is fiscally out of control, that it's going to crash if we don't do something about it. They know the federal government won't do anything about it. And you have 72% of Americans are in favor of the idea of imposing term limits on the federal government. Again, they know these guys stay too long. That's part of the problem with the swamp and the deep state in Washington, D.C. And the American people want these things fixed.
Well, the longer that Trump is in office, the closer we get to that reality, Mark, because under any kind of Democratic leadership or anybody that is, you know, different than Donald Trump, what makes Donald Trump so different is he's so independent. He's not relying on K Street. He's not relying on these key influencers that have traditionally been, you know, been at the levers of our government all these years. And, this is what independence looks like. And this is what freedom potentially looks like. But the people have to fight for it because the elites are not going to give up ground easily.
Yeah, I agree with that. But if you want to get to the fundamental root of the matter, look at what just happened with Trump and the Democrats. They had a big kumbaya moment. He gave Nancy Pelosi a tic-tac. This is supposed to be some big symbolic thing because they agreed on a $2 trillion infrastructure plan. Now, of course, nobody can tell you where that money is going to come from. I can. It's going to come from your children and your grandchildren and our posterity if they spend it. I don't like it when we see kumbaya like this around just excessive spending. It's important to remember Donald Trump is spending at a faster rate than President Barack Obama. So the parties conspire against this when it comes to spending our money and wasting our future.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing he's trying to do, and I can understand this, but at what cost? In trying to offer some sort of bipartisanship or, you know, some demonstration to the people, especially those on the left that won't get it anyway. He can't give up enough of the people's money. He can't give up enough of our liberties because the Democrats are insatiable. The progressives, it's never enough for them, Mark. And, Donald Trump needs to keep his jaw fixed on what it's all about in terms of freedom for all and a return to our foundational constitutional principles.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And I have to say, I mean, I think it's unequivocal. He is the most conservative president, certainly in our lifetimes. He's done an extraordinary job where he's been able to rat around Congress, because frankly, Congress mostly has been difficult and uncooperative with him. And so now what we have to do is it's up to the people to continue to push for fiscal responsibility so they don't drive us off a cliff.
Exactly. Well, again, the threat against the every man and woman of this country is clear, and it is present in our politics today. But I would encourage them not to give up the good fight. We've got to push forward, our principles, because this is what progressives done. This is why they've gotten us to this point on the brink that we're on. Whether it's dealing with the Russian collusion, and we talk about the voting process, there's still no answer in terms of voter integrity. I believe we're still compromised on that, and the Democrats, they justify in their own philosophy any kind of shenanigans that they can get away with, whether it's ballot harvesting, redistricting, coming up with graveyard votes or whatever. I mean, there's no end to the shenanigans that they're pulling on us.
Well, I think the reason is they haven't been able to win by legitimate means.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So even President Obama himself, when he saw the results of the election and he saw President Trump coming in as his successor, he apparently threw a huge temper tantrum and said, the American people have rejected me. They've repudiated me. And that is correct. So what happens is when the American people go the way they want to go and the Democrats don't like it, they're plain and simple. They just cheat or they try to change the rules. Remember, what they're talking about now is redistricting. They're talking about packing the Supreme Court. They're talking about doing away with the Electoral College. All of these things are rule sets under which they can't win, so they have to change the rules.
Exactly. Well, the attitude, Bill Maher pointed this out directly to President Obama. Marie Harf here recently, I think several weeks ago, pretty much summed up and made it real clear what the Democratic philosophy is all about. And to your point, and that is that they don't care about polls. They know where they're going. And even if they have to drag America kicking and screaming, somehow their ends justify their means.
Yeah, and this has been the way of Marxism since the beginning of Marxism, right?
So yes.
You dig into the system, you find the weak spots, you take it over. They did this with our university system and our whole education system, frankly, and that's one way of destroying the system and remaking the system. President Obama admitted openly what he wanted to do was fundamentally transform America. Luckily for us, people rejected that. And the question is, how long can we withstand the onslaught of the Marxists? I'm actually pretty hopeful, Bill.
Well, I am as well, and I'm also hopeful that the American people are starting to reconnect with their critical thinking and questions, because that is absolutely essential if we're going to get this country back on track. We've got to be smarter about this. We can't be dumbed down anymore. You cannot establish publish and formulate your worldview based on the 8-second sound bites from the mainstream media. That's very dangerous, Mark.
No, people need to be listening to thoughtful guys like you, Bill. That's how they learn the truth.
Well, Mark, this is why we need you here, buddy, and I appreciate you being on with us. We got more from Mark Meckler, Tea Party co-founder, right here on Bill Martinez Live. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay right where you are. We've got more coming up.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code, SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, you know, you've heard from many commentators that America seems to be on the verge of another, and we might even say needed, American revolution. A new poll just published suggests America's headed for a civil war. 60%, as Mark Meckler pointed out, of voters believe that the federal government today primarily looks out for its own interests. While pollsters are unclear how to fix these problems, an overwhelming majority of respondents stated that big government and the media are to blame for the incivility facing today's nation. I would agree with that, Mark.
I agree with it, too. It's a deadly duo. I think it comes from this. It's something I've coined the profitable politics of hate.
There were, yes.
In Washington, D.C., for example, if they can make us hate our neighbors, they stay in office.
Yes.
If the left hates the right, if Democrats hate Republicans, Christians hate non-Christians, and vice versa, if they can foment those wars, then we focus on hating each other instead of focusing on what we actually all agree on, which is the federal government is out of control, and we need to fix that.
Mark, it's a heart problem. I mean, really, when you think about it, because what has happened, what the media and these elites have done is they have us all looking inward and whipping up our own selfish desires. We're never happy that way. And we are a miserable sort right now because everybody, you know, to your point, is thinking selfishly, and they're all motivated this way because that's what the elites do. So we're following their lead. We're lockstep in with them, and we're not happy campers. And so part of the solution has got to be we need a reset, a heart reset, to say, look, we're not this way. You know, this isn't what makes us work and happy. It makes us ornery and miserable sorts, and we don't want to be at each other's throats. But we've got to check ourselves in terms of what our perspective, what is our launching pad from? Is it one from selfishness or is it one from selflessness? When we're selfless, we're happier, and I think we're more productive that way.
Yeah, all the psychological studies show that the number one thing, and Dennis Prager wrote a great book about this, the number one thing for personal happiness is gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Being grateful for what we have, being grateful for our country, being grateful for the people around us. Being grateful that we're fed or we have a job or just the simple things in life, right? Gratitude is what makes people happy. Grateful people are generous people. Grateful people are generally hardworking people. So gratitude is one of the keys here and not grievance. Right? So that's the other G word is grievance. That's what the left is driven on today is grievance. Like, you know, Bill, in my lifetime, I'm 57 years old. I've actually personally never witnessed race relations as bad as they are right now.
Right. It's surprising. Right on the heels of electing the first black president, we're more at each other's throats than we ever were. Although, you know, I was around in the mid-60s and saw, you know, in California, we had the Watts riots and a lot of crazy stuff going on. And that was a real shock for me because, and I don't know, maybe I had my head in the sand, but, you know, we played baseball with people of all kinds of different cultures. You never looked at them, you know, based on the color of the skin. It wasn't even part of our vernacular. And then suddenly, you know, here I am, my freshman year in college, and I'm going, my God, we got Black Panthers, we got all this stuff going on. What is this insanity all about?
Well, the country has improved dramatically, certainly where the position of minorities in this country has improved dramatically. It's funny because I go to church every Sunday like so many people, and in my church I look around in the pews and we got people of every color, we got people speaking different languages that are listening in translation. That's not the picture that the grievance industry presents, right?
Exactly.
Churches, it's all white, it's all racist, it's all homophobic, it's all misogynistic. That's not the reality, but this is what the media feeds us.
Yeah. You know, to your point here, Mark, I'll tell you, I was in church one Sunday, and the pastor, you know, brought up this, you know, cultural diversity. And we did a really quick poll in the sanctuary. There was about 1,500 people there. 172 different cultures were represented at that Sunday service.
Yeah, so what you're describing is actually America, right? The way it really is.
Right.
What we see on television, what we hear on social media, we hear from the ruling elites, that's not the way America really is. And I think, honestly, Bill, when I said I was hopeful going into the break, that's what makes me hopeful. I know what it's really like out there. I know what it looks like in the restaurant when I go out, in the church when I go to. in my own community, it's very diverse, and people aren't looking at skin color.
Right. Exactly. And you got these people whipping up this stuff, you know, for their own personal interest. But we need to be encouragers of others, Mark, that we come along, and I encourage our audience to be the solution. Don't be part of the problem. And it's easy to get caught up in the negativity. That's why you have to watch, you know, what you're listening to. And I caution everyone. You've got to be careful informing your worldview based on 8-second soundbites. The 8-second soundbite world is very dangerous. And we see this, I mean, in all practicality. I mean, where we are right now, I mean, we've been fomented by these 8-second soundbites. And, you know, how's that working for you? And so, you know, it's a time for us to really focus on those values that are foundational, you know, that our founding fathers have given us. You know, I was talking with Dan Perkins earlier, and even with Myron Magnet, who wrote a great book on Clarence Thomas. Highly recommend it. And with Clarence Thomas, you know, when he was a young man, he had to decide, was he going to be a victim or a victor? And thank God for he and his grandparents and his mother and the influences that he had. I mean, he did make a hard left there for a moment and decided, because as a black man, hey, you know, all black guys got to go. You got to be part of, you know, the revolution, and you got to, you know, be involved with the Black Panthers. But fortunately, in short order, he figured out, hey, that's not going to, you know, I know where this ends. It's not a good ending. And so he realized that he needed to anchor his philosophy on the foundation principles, godly principles, as well as the foundational principles of the Constitution. And this is what's made him such an exceptional, you know, jurist and, you know, such a needed contributor to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I agree with you. That is a great book, right? By the way, if you want to know Clarence Thomas's philosophy, I think probably the greatest unsung jurist of our time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
True originalist. He's written more opinions than anybody else sitting on the Supreme Court today. Incredibly influential, wonderful guy. You know, one of the things I think is really important, Bill, you're talking about is just our attitudes and what we listen to. And I recommend people listen to the other side. It's so easy to get isolated right now, to listen to our side, our sound bites, our blogs, our Facebook pages. It's important to go out there and explore. There's somebody I really recommend if your listeners don't already listen to, a guy by the name of Dave Rubin.
Mm-hmm, yes.
From the left, I would call him a classical liberal. He's talking to everybody from all sides of the spectrum, actual conversations, not arguments.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, and you said something that's really important. I hope people caught it. Listen. Listen to the other side. Don't listen because you feel like you got to respond. That's the tough thing. And especially in this very adversarial political environment in which we live in. That's what frustrates people. If they feel like they're not being heard, then guess what happens? The volume and the angst increases. And so if you're going to be part of the solution, you know, you just have to listen. And some of it, yes, it's going to grate your nerves. But at least you're going to hear their perspective, and you can walk away with a renewed appreciation and passion for a fellow patriot, a fellow American that wants, at the end of the day, you know, for the most part, the same thing that we all want. It's just how we're going to get there. And I think that there's room, as you say. That's what makes us hopeful, Mark, and I'm with you on that. Is that we have such a long, rich history. I mean, this is, you know, we're not like in the experimental and theoretical stages to say, well, you know, hey, if we get these colonies together, maybe we might be able to do this. I mean, we got 240 plus years of proven experience here. And, you know, the American ideal, that shining light that, you know, Ronald Reagan talked about on a hill, it still beams. And that hope of light and freedom is still beaming. It may be, you know, it may be dimmed down a little bit, but I'm with you. I'm hopeful that we can come together and really, you know, let it, you know, really, really focus and put out a real strong light that not only blesses, you know, people around the world, but more particularly people here in America. That have, you know, that are paying the price.
Yeah, I agree with you, Bill. If folks want to know how to get involved, they can go to conventionofstates.com. They could be part of saving the country.
Yeah, exactly. Again, remind them, Mark, because this is the deal. It's so needed that we have an activated citizenry.
Yep, so go to conventionofstates.com. Get involved in the movement. They're calling an Article 5 convention, conventionofstates.com.
Mark Meckler, Tea Party co-founder, president of Citizens for Self-Governance. Thank you, Mark. As always, appreciate the insight. Have a great day.
Great to be with you, Bill. Thank you.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New information concerning dozens of tornadoes that touched down in Ohio last night. At least one person died in a tornado that touched down in Salina, about 60 miles north of Dayton. Seven other injuries after that twister struck there. And a big tornado struck Dayton, not killing anyone that they know of so far, but doing lots of damage, according to Dayton's Mayor Nan Whaley.
We're really proud of our first responders and their leadership, and they have plans in place for these really tough situations.
The Supreme Court striking down part of an Indiana abortion law signed by then-Governor Mike Pence, as it's affirmed that the lower court ruling that invalidated part of the law prohibiting abortion because of gender, race, or disability of the fetus, like Down syndrome, must stand. It's one of several abortion laws that pro-lifers hope will go before the high court soon. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive. It's discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you are sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email? Always love to hear from you, okay? Let us know your thoughts. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Charlie Hager is going to be joining us in just a bit. He's got an incredible story, and it is documented in his book, True Story, Chicago Heights, Little Joe College, The Outfit, and the Fall of Sam Giancana. Imagine you're a young man, things rolling along, barely a teen, and you're plucked from your rural West Virginia home by an uncle. This happened in the 60s, and you're thrown into an underworld of money, cars, crime, and murder on the streets of Chicago Heights. Street smart and good with his hands, Charlie was accepted into the working life of a chauffeur and street tax collector, earning the moniker Little Joe College. Now, but when his childhood friend was gunned down by a hitman, Charlie found himself a bit player in the events surrounding the mysterious and yet unsolved murder of Mafia Chief Sam Giancana. So as we stand by and wait for Charlie here, try to catch up on a couple of things that we had previously discussed on the show. And I think that one of the things in talking about this whole Mueller investigation, I'll bring that up, and as I was mentioning, I think to Dan Perkins and maybe to somebody else earlier, I'm like putting together, you know, these names and words that you should be aware of that covers 2.5 years of investigation regarding what the Mueller case did, the whole Russian collusion, where we are. I mean, just from a standpoint of background, because people need to understand, just as Bill D'Agostino pointed out, the media has got their thumb on the scale, you know, whether you want to call it fake news, half news, you know, they are sending to us an agenda as opposed to something that should be credible and should be documenting history so that we have an understanding of what's going on in our government. This is a government up for by we the people, which means that it's up to us to hold the government accountable. You can, you know, rely, if you want, on inspector generals. You can rely on, you know, special counsels. This is part and parcel. But it's really up to the voters to decide and say, okay, are you tired of being, you know, kept in the dark and fed all kinds of manure, as they said? Or are you willing to really deal with the truth of the matter as to what's going on here and what's happening with our government? I believe that this is the reason that people voted Donald Trump into government in the first place. We knew that there was something real fishy. It just wasn't right. There's something wrong. Let's figure this out. And, you know, it's also been, I think, an aspiration of many people to have somebody with some business modicum. You know, business people have a way, as Al Parada said, they come in, they want to fix things. They can see things very clearly. It's not about, you know, a lot of favors for people. And, of course, our government is loaded with favors and IOUs, and they do it at our expense with the people's money. You know, it's kind of disgusting when you really think about how this thing works. And this is what has them so upset, because you have an outsider who comes in, and he's running this like a business. And it's just, you know, it's very simple. You know, are you getting the job done? If you're getting the job done, you get to stay. If not, you're out of there. Well, of course, you're not that easy with government unions being what they are. I mean, oh, my goodness, you can't even get rid of anybody. And then even when they've done something so dastardly, you have to send them away with some sort of retirement package. Lois Lerner's enjoying her retirement after what she did. You know, which is amazing to me that even to this day, and we don't talk about that. You know, we don't talk about how the IRS was weaponized to go after conservative groups like Tea Party groups. Anything had Tea Party, anything reeked of any bit of, you know, smell. I say reeked, but that's their version. But there was any indication of conservatism, boy, they went after them. And, you know, if there was any kind of tax exemption, you know, that they were applying for, that got slow walked, you know, and I believe there was at least 6 voting cycles that were affected because of the weaponization of the IRS. And of course, this was all on Barack Obama's watch. And, you know, so what is happening now and what we are experiencing isn't all that far fetched. It seems to be consistent with the previous administration, you know, from John Brennan to Clapper and Comey, you know, the Holy Trinity there of deception. And, you know, here we have a country just at each other's throats because of this misinformation that was given. You know, like Bill, again, I quote Bill D'Agostino, you know, from MRC, who was here earlier this morning, talking about, you know, fingers on the scale and how we're being misinformed as to the number of illegal immigrants. Well, that's everything, you know, whether it's illegal immigrants that are in this country. You know, the abortion issue numbers, you know, all hit. I mean, it's just nuts, you know, and the thing is, it's incredible, you know, speaking of abortion, I don't know if you saw the Melissa Milano latest, you know, statement she made. And I don't know how she gets there to say that, you know, all these changes in abortion is going to hurt people of, you know, black Americans and poor people more than anything else. It's just going to be so injurious to them. Oh, wait a minute. Did you not even look at the numbers to begin with? You know, 40% of the abortions have devastated the black communities in America, 25% Hispanic, you know, and it has devastated our population, 61 million people. You know, you think about it, as a friend of mine pointed out the other day, you know, Roe v. Wade, 73, you know, here we are 46 years later, you know, these kids that have been aborted, they have been in their 40s, been in their 30s. I mean, what kind of human potential did we lose as a result of this? But no, we can't talk about that because it's all about, you know, the thing is, a woman's reproductive rights trumps all. And as we've said before, you know, with rights come responsibilities. And you can't have a right that impedes on somebody else's right. But, you know, but if you make the fetus a non-entity, it's a non-person. See, this is this whole issue about the person, personage of a fetus. If it's non-person, then it doesn't matter. They don't have a vote. They don't have a say. They don't count. They're less than. Which is kind of amazing, you know, because the history of our country has been focused on, you know, that fight, that dynamic fight between people who are more than or less than. You know, blacks were less than, so they didn't count, so they only get a partial vote. You know, they only get a percentage, they get a whole vote. I mean, it's just ridiculous, you know, what we have gone through in our country. And you think by now, you know, it's like, stop it. You know, this is insane. Because what's the bottom line of all this stuff? You know, you got to look at the diabolical root of abortion and where it came from. You know, Margaret Sanger was a eugenicist. Go, eugenicist, what does that mean? You know, well, they believed that there were more thans and they needed to protect more thans. They needed to protect the elites. You know, we didn't want a bunch of less thans, you know, coming into our country. Kind of amazing. You know, they say that, and yet they want the you know, same people suddenly want all our borders knocked down. Our border walls knocked down, so people just, you know, just run right in here and take over this country. You know, regardless of education, regardless of skill set, just allow humanity to come in here. And this is a country driven by the ideals of Margaret Sanger, in large part, that wants to eradicate less thans. I mean, what is this? Is this a trap for all the Hispanics, you know, coming from Central America? They would come here and find themselves regarded as less than. So now their children, you know, can be marginalized and genocidally removed. Is that what this is all about? You know, figure, okay, I mean, they're not doing enough damage in their own home country. Let's bring them here. This way we could, you know, annihilate them all the faster. Sounds kind of macabre, isn't it? It's a bit macabre. It is dark. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, this is a problem when you make the wrong choice. You know, clearly, as the book of Deuteronomy says, we have a choice between life and death. And the reason that our country has become and embraced a culture of death is in large part because of this. And the things that we're able to argue and we want to, you know, refute, it's like, are you kidding me? How do you refute that? I mean, you're actually killing a person. And this is what modern technology and science is showing to us loud and clear. It's hard to refute. This is Bill Martinez. Our conversation will continue. Thank you for sharing a part of your...
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest
smallest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
You know, this is really what America is all about, ladies and gentlemen. It's about liberty. You know, it's about our freedom. I know there's lots of talk about socialism, and somehow people think that there's some kind of hybrid that can be brought into effect that marinates socialism with capitalism. Yeah, it just doesn't work. I mean, it's just so antithetical. Just like, you know, Sharia doesn't, you know, it doesn't rhyme with our U.S. Constitution. There's points of conflict. You know, it's not supportive. See, the thing is, anything that comes into the country, I believe we need to use the plus or minus argument. Does it add or take away? Does it add to the Constitution or take away from the Constitution? Socialism immediately takes away. It's really clear. The strict code of Islam, as cited in Sharia law, it's in conflict. I mean, it's real simple. I know Judge Jeanine tried to bring that out. We've had this discussion with other, you know, Muslim experts who have been on the show, and they agree there's a conflict. And I, as I said before, I'm not going to tell you to tear pages out of your Quran any more than I want you to tell me to tear pages out of my Bible. You know, I respect what you believe in, but at some point you got to be able to say, can we cohabitate under the laws, honor killings that are supported by Islam and by the Quran? It doesn't work with our culture, but yet we do have honor killings in our country. We're starting to develop no-go zones because, you know, for some reason, the country has decided to unhinge itself and disconnect from the laws that are well established. And this is the problem. You know, we are becoming more and more lawless, and it's indicated further by the lack of civility that we have in our country. Like, you know, people don't have any problem, you know, talking the way they do about the President of the United States or any leader. And I probably agree with you that perhaps maybe even I've been guilty of that as well. And I apologize to you. This is my intent. I try to keep the conversation at a level to where it is edifying. And I guess, you know, I'm guilty of getting carried away. But it's easy in this environment to do this. And that's not an excuse. You know, it's up to us to be responsible for the language that we use and how we talk about, you know, a fellow citizen in this country. But going back to my basic premise, though, does it add or take away? And language is the same thing. You know, you could run it along the same way. You know, what is being said? Does it add to our republic? Does it take away? Does it build it up or does it tear it down? And there's lots of words flying around that tear things down. You know, I feel for Donald Trump right now, frankly. Here he is trying to get this country back on track. We're, you know, trying to keep North Korea from, you know, going nuclear. Trying to, you know, wheel in China so that they can do fair trade, open trade, fine, but fair trade. You know, you've been stealing intellectual property, forcing businesses, you know, to turn over their companies to you if they want to do business in China. Of course, you know, that's up to the individual businesses. And if they don't have the tenacity and the courage to hold the line and say, okay, fine, we got to find another market. But if they're so greedy that they feel like, okay, if I sell my company, if I sell out, give away my intellectual property and, you know, for a couple of bucks and, I make a couple of bucks, you know, it's, and that's what you're happy with, then that's it. Then quit complaining. You know, these are the deals, the arrangements that you decided to make with China. And they took full advantage. And now here we are as a country trying to reconcile that stuff after the fact when you knew what you were dealing with to begin with. It wasn't like China said, hey, we're not, I mean, they've been stealing intellectual property for decades. You know, this has been going on. They've been forcing business, and business go, well, it's not fair, it's not fair. Well, just don't do business with them, you know. And we'll have to see what we can do. But, you know, China played a game, too, because they decided, hey, they're going to play by the rules according to the World Trade Organization. And no sooner do they sign it on the surface saying, hey, this is what we're going to do, they decide not to play by the rules. And this is what kind of queered the whole deal when President Trump and Secretary of State Pompeo had sat down with China. They said, okay, about 95% of the stuff we agree on. Okay, good. We're moving in the right direction. Then it got down to, okay, we want to make sure that these aren't just words, that you're going to be held accountable to it. We want to make sure that it's codified in your system, in your legal system, so that if somebody breaks the law, you know, there's consequences, and it's clear. Oh, no, you know, we don't want that kind of deal. You know, we don't want that kind of accountability. You know, the deal's off. So, you know, this is the challenge that we have. And, of course, with all the uproar that we have in our own country right now, here's Donald Trump. He's the point guy. He is the chosen one to go and negotiate with China. And China goes, hey, why should we believe in you? You know, you're temporary management. You know, our guy, at least he's in here for life. You know, they want to impeach you. You can be impeached tomorrow. You can be kicked out of your position. We make a deal with you, and we could have made a better deal if, you know, if it's Michael Pence we have to deal with, Nancy Pelosi or Democrat or whatever, you know, that we have to deal with. We're willing to take our chances as opposed to getting into a deal with you. They're going to hold our feet to the fire. And, you know, you got us. You know, China knows that Donald Trump has them. And Donald Trump is saying no more. Okay, so fine. So we'll level out the playing field with these sanctions and these tariffs. And yes, the American people, those people that want to purchase Chinese goods, they're going to pay the price. But eventually what will happen is it levels out. And by level out is that X amount of people will continue to buy the product because they like the Chinese product, and they'll pay the fee for it. And meanwhile, the other people that have been ripped off, eventually they'll be caught up, and it's going to be a more competitive rate on which they'll be able to, you know, play the game. It'll be more fair. But we've got to get through that transition because of where we've been for so long. You know, like I said, it's like you wake up one day and go, whoa, where did the 30 pounds come from? And it's not, you're not, you know, it took you some time to gain that 30 pounds. It's going to take you some time to get it off. Same thing here. Some bad habits that we've had with China, things that we've ignored. you know, previous administrations. And, you know, we say administrations, not just the presidents. I mean, it's Congress. Congress should have been on top of this. You know, not just the president, but because they're not doing their job, now President Trump has to come out and, you know, be the champion on behalf of we the people, on behalf of American businesses. So we're going to make him into a bad guy. And as if that's not enough, we're going to make it harder. We're going to tie his hands behind his back. And, oh, yeah, and every once in a while as he starts to walk, somebody's going to be right there, you know, with a big stick just to trip him up, try to make him look bad, make the country look bad. It's this is ridiculous. And the thing is, people, this is our money. I mean, we're looking at $22 trillion in debt and counting here, and you've got somebody that can possibly do something about it and do something about getting both sides together to deal with health care. I mean, you know, we got about another year. Health care is going to be a mess. These guys aren't doing this stuff. You know, they go from crisis to crisis. You know, they can't even figure out how to negotiate a budget until, you know, until we get down to the end, and then they got to do all these CRs, continuing resolutions, you know, because they can't seem to figure it out in a dutiful way and on a schedule that is less stressful. Oh, no, let's bring it down to the nitty-gritty. Let's fuss and fight over all this stuff. And then you got everybody back in their corners, and they're fighting, punching the air. And here we are. Kumbaya. You know, this is really, it really is absurd, you know, when you think about it. Because it's like we have no, there's no home team advantage. There's no home field advantage in America anymore. I mean, everybody's at everybody's throat. You know, what do we got here? You know, what I'm concerned about is that, you know, the Democrats and what Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are doing is they are brain bruising the everyday citizen to the point that they're just going to say, look, I know that Donald Trump guy. I know, you know, I'm getting more money than I ever made. I got a job. I didn't have a job before under the Democrats. We're starting to make some headway in some of these important areas, immigration or anything. But, you know, I'm just tired. I'm worn out with all this fussing. And so the answer is, hey, let's let the Democrats have the way. And that's why Lindsey Graham called him out and said, look, you know, you guys are so hungry. You're so hungry for power that you'll do anything. And he says, I hope to God you don't get it. I mean, it's really profound what he had to say. It was very guttural, but profound. And this, what seems to be the case, is that the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, you know, all the Democrats there, all they're worried about is power. That's what they want. They don't want to serve the people. You know, they're just upset because, you know, the elites aren't dancing around in the White House. You know, we got everyday people now in the White House. And we have people listening to the forgotten man and woman, the deplorables, you know, the less thans, you know, as Hillary Clinton cited them. And a lot of the Democrats and the elites of the country went along with that. They didn't chastise her for that. So what are you talking about? You're talking about your fellow citizen and you call them deplorables? Peter Strzok says, oh, well, I went into a Walmart and I could smell them. These are fellow citizens. And even if you could smell them, you know, you are serving them as much as you're serving those in Westchester County that supposedly smell so good. You know, we're truly at a crossroads in this country. The way we think, the way we talk about our fellow citizens. I mean, these are our fellow citizens that we're on a journey with to let freedom ring, to carry on this American tradition that has been able to overcome all odds historically. 240 some years, what we've been able to overcome and who we've been able to serve. There is no country, there's been no country like America. And we're so frivolous with it. And this is what's so shocking to immigrants who come into this country and go, what are you guys thinking? What are you doing? Here, you've got the greatest thing ever, and you're willing to ignore it and put it all at risk. It is beyond me. And this is the question and the confusion that we have, but you have to be focused. Again, does it add or take away? That is the question and the challenge that is before us this day. That's a wrap for us. Thank you for sharing.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the...